A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, with power to cast them out and to cure all kinds of diseases and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, the one who was to betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them as follows. Do not turn your steps to pagan territory, and do not enter Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, is close at hand. This is the gospel of the Lord. This is a very familiar gospel, and all our lives, the calling of the 12 apostles. And it's a good thing to recall that these ordinary, and then through following their calling, they were given authority over unclean spirits and were able to cure all kinds of diseases and sicknesses. However, Jesus also cautioned them in this gospel not to go anywhere else, but just go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close. Now, I understand that this gospel was written after the destruct temple by the Romans. And then that destruction was followed by the expulsion from Jerusalem by any followers of Jesus Christ. So those people for whom Matthew was writing the gospel were living away from Jerusalem. This message is for the followers to seek out those people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So I'm unsure whether it's the ones who have been from their homeland or whether these disciples of Jesus are to go back to Israel and preach there. However, if we apply this gospel to our own place, in our own times, perhaps we should be inspired to seek out again those one-time friends and family within our Catholic churches who have been disenchanted in recent times. Partly it's the explosion of science and information. Partly it's the global village in which we are in close proximity to people all around the world in every place through the television and the newspapers, etc., and the availability of travel. And partly it's the scandals within the church that have been exposed and the reaction to authoritarian approaches, etc. But still people are seeking. They're seeking an understanding of life, seeking a spirituality. So maybe that's the way we're being called to go to today. But if I look at my own local scene right here where I live, there are 7 of us Dominican sisters living here, and this week one of them is celebrating her 90th birthday, and one is celebrating the 50 years of her profession. Now, in among the 7, Sister Loretta, who's turning 90 this week, is the 4th one to turn 90 in recent months. First, there was Sister Columba 6 or 7 months ago. Then there was Sister Bernadette turned 90, and now Sister Loretta turned 90. This is an amazing feature to have 4-year-olds in one small community. And yet these women who followed the call of Jesus when they were young and served the people in the way they were led to, and did it with they too were given authority in various ways and did amazingly wonderful things, because it's through the service and through the commitment and through the action in faith and hope and love that we become somehow empowered to continue on. It's something of the mystery of life. So these four women, they've all done in various ways amazingly wonderful things in their lives, and they're still confident and still cheering the rest of us on to continue the way they have. Then we have Sister Dominic, who's having her Golden Jubilee this week. She had a long journey towards her profession, quite a long journey from one country to another, from one faith group to another. But eventually she got there. And this same Gospel of Matthew is similar to the one from Mark that's read next Sunday. And this is the reading we're using for her Golden Jubilee celebration on Saturday. It's the message of Mark, where he says, Jesus summoned the 12 and he sent them off in pairs, giving them authority, and he instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no haversack, no coppers for their purse. They were to wear sandals and not to take a spare tunic. Now that's Sister Dominic to a T. She just goes serving the homeless, the handicapped, needy, whom all others are ignoring or not even noticing. She serves them. She enjoys their company, always has a good joke with them, and they love her in return. Those who have no other avenue to being helped in their need, she is there and thoroughly seeks the thing through to the end. So I have named my sisters here, just as Matthew named them all in this gospel. And I'd like to finish by taking something from the first reading of Wednesday. Sow integrity for yourselves. Reap a harvest of kindness. Break up your fallow ground. It's time to go seeking the Lord until salvation is rained upon you. This is the message to all of us who follow Jesus Christ, that we need to continue on in service of the needy and the poor, and therein lies our own salvation.